No, I might just delete Twitter this week. Liverpool fans are the worst. They're worse than Man United fans. Ah, oh, then Jamie Carragher get involved as well. I actually think we don't post this clip, lads. I don't think I can take it. This would actually, I think this might actually end pitch side.
Maggi, it's the pitch side in the house. Hey there, guys. Welcome back. Goodbye, mate. We could use that, to be fair. If you're tuning in now, guys, welcome back.
What? Do you reckon people actually like us?
Yeah.
Well, so long as we like ourselves, that's the important
part. Hey, if you can't love yourself, you can't love anyone else.
Yeah. What's the famous quote?
If you don't push
with the squad, you don't deserve the loot.
And at the end of the day, don't believe you're good enough.
You're never good enough.
Cal the dragon. Eat your heart out.
Dragging my balls over your mouth.
Sorry. Remember when you got Simple Simon on this podcast?
Yeah, good times.
That was Simple Time.
I tell you, speaking of...
Whose idea is that?
Speaking of, you're never good enough, Erling Haaland in front of goal.
Yeah, he shit the bed today, lads.
We should say that we've just come off the back of streaming directly the Chelsea versus Manchester City game. And it was not a good day for Mr. Erling, was it?
I really enjoyed the game. Yeah. Sterling, great first goal. After
a good day for Sterling, but not a good day for Erling.
Yeah.
Striker Erling.
Mate, he missed quite a lot of chances, didn't he? Like, quite a lot.
Three sitters.
I reckon he racked up alone 1.5 plus extra.
So I tell you how much he racked up.
I don't mind racking
up. You attacked a cameraman?
He didn't attack him.
Or rack
it
off.
Assault, bro. That's assault.
I've seen Tom slap you in the forehead.
I was out of line.
Over 1.5 XG.
1.71 XG.
That's insane. He should have had 2 goals.
Wow.
Bodge kicks, man.
Which isn't like him, really.
Usually he overperforms.
Yes. Yes.
And he's under-delivered.
But interestingly, a couple of them were his head.
He's
not good with his head.
Sorry. He ain't great with his head, is he? I know he does score. I know people are probably going to be like, yeah, but he scored this many goals. His heading is probably one of his weakest aspects of his game.
If you're going to really be harsh on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should have untied his hair. Remember he did it last time and then he scored afterwards.
Good for the title, though. Good for the title.
Great race. For Arsenal. Fucking fantastic.
And a great result for you today.
Yeah,
though.
Really
gassed
about it.
5-0. Apologies to Burnley. And Burnley fans.
When's Vincent Kompany going to start getting some stick?
Yeah. He seems like immune to it, doesn't he?
Is he under pressure or not?
I don't think he is. No one talks about them.
Heckenbottom got fucking buried at Sheffield United.
Also, before the season started, everyone thought Burnley were going to finish 12th.
Yeah, everyone thought Kompany was going to have a masterclass.
Only
you thought that.
You thought...
You're the only person in the world who thought that.
That was last year.
But before we move on to others, guys...
That was a joke,
obviously, it was 1-1, Chelsea City. Look at the two teams. We decided to do a little segment called Create Your All-Time Man City in Chelsea 11.
Okay. Oh, wow. We're just going straight into that as opposed to discussing what happened in the game. But yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, well, nice. Not much.
Maybe you can discuss what happened in the game after this segment.
Well, I feel like...
It was a good... City missed chances, so did Chelsea.
Just like a football game.
Chelsea
missed chances too. The Nkunku one.
City dominated.
Sterling first half.
Edison played well.
Who was the one?
Edison actually did make a really good save off that. Would have been a Walker own goal.
And then Jackson had one first off when he went through on goal. I actually think a draw was a fair result.
Yeah, I think there should have been way more goals though.
Yeah. It should have been 3-4, yeah.
Do we miss Midler? Anyway, guys, yeah, City-Chelsea all-time 11. I wonder...
This is pretty easy.
I thought this was quite easy. I don't know how you guys have gone about it, but I thought it was quite easy. Barring maybe one or two players.
Oh, who's going to go first?
I'll go first, fucking why not?
You went first last time, or ahead in the future.
I went first further on in this podcast. Okay.
Osaka?
Fifth, I've got Piszczek. No, in goal, I've got Piszczek.
Over Joe Hart?
Yeah, unfortunately. All-time leading clean sheet records in the Prem. Right back, Kyle Walker. I've got Vincent Kompany, because I've misspelt company, and John Terry. And then Ashley Cole completes my defence.
Why are you shaking your head, sir? You got Carvalho in?
I just don't agree.
You got Ruben Dias, John Stones. You got John Stones.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay.
Midfield three. Is it balanced? Who cares? Yaya, KDB and Frank Lampard.
Oh, shit.
And then a front three of Raheem Sterling, Erling Haaland and Eden Hazard.
Sterling?
I don't think that's crazy.
I think he's best right wing out of all the options, isn't he?
I think you should change formation and choose different players.
I'm not doing that. Sterling is a right wing, especially his City period. Definitely.
I don't mind the Sterling.
What, ahead of David Silva?
Yeah, because he's not a right winger.
Yeah, but you said you don't care about positions.
No, I didn't.
You did. You literally just said that.
Who cares?
Yeah.
No, I said I don't care about
Sterling ahead.
I said I don't care about balance.
Yeah, so
that's not the.
David Silva on the right?
No, you don't put words in my mouth.
No, David Silva can play on the right.
Yeah, but I'd still have Raheem Sterling.
I think that's an L.
You think Sterling's better than Silva?
You think
then?
David Silva is worse than Sterling?
For a right winger, yeah, which is what I was taking. There's no discussion.
What's he playing? Oh, you got Hazard. You got no Drogba.
No, I've got Haaland. I think Haaland's a better goal scorer than Drogba.
And if who is in this team?
And given I've got four of the most creative players in Premier League history, I think it'd be all right.
You got Kessman up front. I'm itching for this team.
Every player that's named, you're just here in the background. Oh shit. Sure.
Did you even do this prep? You created it.
Yeah, no comment.
Okay, I'll go. I've gone a slightly different route. Yeah, I'm a bit like you. I have tried to be balanced, but then at the end, I've just gone, fuck it.
Same.
Yeah. I've gone Cech, Walker. I've gone Terry and Carvalho. I just think it's the best duo you can get.
That's so boring. That's the most boring fucking answer, yeah, man.
Because they were good together.
No one's ever conceded less. Carvalho is better than Kompany as well.
That's brave.
It's not. Carvalho was a better
footballer.
You've
got some agenda against Kompany.
He does.
Carvalho was a better footballer than
Vincent Kompany.
Does he
score screamers?
That's not the question, though.
He's a better centre-off. He's a better footballer.
I think individually Kompany
is better. Is he better at screamers?
Yeah. Wait, that's a difference of opinions. Let's move on.
Carvalho went and played for Real Madrid.
Yeah, I know.
Kompany wouldn't get near.
Osulu's played for Real Madrid.
That's a good point.
But I do think Terry's the obvious.
He likes that one.
Terry is 100% the pick. And I do think Carvalho and Kompany is close. But I think if you're intelligent, you go Kompany.
Well, you could just pick what you want and then people can decide.
People are going to hate us.
No, I'm picking Kompany because he's my preferred. But I don't really care.
Also, how many world is
a
I don't know.
Yeah, how many alleged shins that have won a Premier League for?
He did shin it. No, he didn't shin it. He scuffed it.
You said he shinned it.
No, I didn't say he
shinned it. Where's this come from, man?
Shanked it. I've gone.
You shanker.
I really, really, really didn't want to leave Yaya out, but I just.
Where's your left back?
Oh, Ashley Cole.
Oh, okay.
Gelpici? Kolarov?
Rodri holding with Lampard, KDB, okay. And then I've gone Hazard in the 10 because I had to fit Drogba and Aguero in, sorry.
No Haaland?
No.
Interesting.
Not yet. Aguero's better than Haaland.
I'm not even going to... You know what? You're entitled to your opinion, but no Yaya Toure is fucking...
That's mental.
But also, I feel like at the same time,
these two
Yeah,
clubs,
but you're a little... there's got to be a six. There's got to be an eight, Neek. So
I just... Yeah, I want to hold... Yeah. It's a team, isn't it?
Feel like a City, Chelsea... if you listen to players, like an all-time 15 would make sense.
Yeah, correct.
Do you know what I mean? Three or four
Aguero, David Silva, for example, if you can't fit him in, they've got to be there.
Like, have you got Lampard in yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Lampard and KDB, I just thought you couldn't leave out. I wanted to hold him in, that was all.
And that's why I stuck Yara in.
I had to fit Hazard in and I wanted Aguero and Drogba because I couldn't leave either of them out.
Yeah. Haaland is crazy though. All-time Prem Golden Boot scoring machine.
In 1 year, yeah. But
do it again. We do it every year.
I think Aguero...
He's a robot, remember?
I still think Aguero and Drogba are better.
Yeah, I don't not agree with you. I just agree to disagree on the agreement. In goal is Petr Cech. Walker, Terry, Kompany, Cole, and then I've got a midfield four of Yaya Toure, Rodri, Kevin De Bruyne and Lampard, and then I'm playing two up front because I'm old school of Drogba and Haaland.
Fair enough.
No Hazard, which is harsh, but I just
wait what
yeah I've yeah. I thought he was like second on my thing for
didn't
the
put him in.
I think your team's worse than mine and I was thinking mine.
I've literally got the same players.
You're playing 4-4-2.
I'm playing 4-2-2-2.
You've missed the best player out of the lot just to fit Haaland.
Kevin De Bruyne is better.
I don't agree.
That is debatable. Who's the better Belgian?
That's the debate.
Hazard. Oh, that's crazy. I
don't think it's that crazy.
It is.
I don't have a winger in my team, so he's not in.
So everyone else didn't go 4-3-3 like we usually do. I feel like I've fucked myself there, but oh well.
I think you're overreacting.
I'm Hazard really not.
Sterling. I think you are.
He's probably the first person on the list. First or second to most people.
Well, Cech would be first, wouldn't it, really? You can't argue any other goalie.
Well, if you're going in order, yeah.
I've played a formation with no wingers.
And number one.
Yeah.
Huh? Played a formation with no wingers.
You don't have to, yeah.
I'll put him in the 10.
Yeah, he's just changing out his entire team.
He's the first name I'm in my team.
Do you know what I'm really looking forward to, though? Because obviously there's been a couple of,
So far, you've got the worst team.
It was like, oh shit, man.
Yeah, I shit myself over two things, but like Theo's made me feel a lot better already.
Hang on a second. I haven't put Hazard in. It's like you're acting as if I got fucking.
Go on.
Ooh. Steven Ireland.
Go on.
Yeah, you're acting as if I've got
Hitler.
Hitler at centre back. I don't. Thanks for the save.
Right.
Is that a save?
I just said it first.
Might write it down a note for that.
What's wrong with you?
What is wrong, mate? What are you doing?
No. He existed. He's a very naughty man.
Fucking cry. Look at you. You look genuinely upset.
Oh, God. He said Hitler.
I'm just putting it down just in case as a warning. And then Theo looked like it. Yeah. You said his mate's not allowed in.
I saw you start typing with a quiver in your lip.
They both start with H. It was a fair comparison.
Also, the way you cross your arms, like, that is crazy.
Because I'm doing two things, man.
Why don't you just use your left on the left and your right on the right?
Because I'm coordinated with my left hand on these buttons.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I fully get it.
You
wouldn't know because you just sit there and look pretty for a living. All right, check and goal for me.
I don't know. Thank you.
Did you say Joe Hart in goal?
Yeah. Walker right back. Company.
No, seriously, who did you say in goal?
Check.
Okay, sorry. I thought you actually said Joe Hart.
Walker, Company, Terry, Ashley Cole. I forgot about Yaya Toure, which I think is terrible.
Tom left him out. Don't worry about it.
I left him out.
Yeah, I disagree with it though. You need to be in there. But I've got KDB, Lampard, Rodri.
Rodri in the 10.
So we've got Sane outright. And then left.
He was a left winger at City as well, too.
Yeah, and then I got Robin on the left.
So the opposite side. You've got them on the opposite sides, which is ideal.
And then Guerrero front. So
Sane over Eden Hazard is Hazard. the most mental thing.
At least I didn't have the position for him, but you've actually put Sane over Hazard.
Yeah,
and then put Robin on the left.
I was sitting there. I was there. I was like, I can't. Which wingers have been here? And I was like, I need a nice, tricky, piercy winger. And
Robin was there for like 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. I was sat there just thinking. I was like, fucking it. And then when you said Foden. Hazard, I was like, that's really bad for me.
Foden, Sterling.
Yeah. Like, also, the fact that you think your team is better than mine.
It would still beat the shit out of yours.
Maluda would have been a better shout.
Here's a question. Do you think Aguero is better than Drogba? Not even like, I'm not trying to.
Aguero's return was just better.
It's
really tricky.
I feel like he's just more just like scary.
I prefer Aguero, but it just.
I prefer Aguero, but I'd rather have Drogba in my team because he's just harder to defend against.
I think if you put a gun to my head, I'd have Drogba.
Yeah.
But they're so different.
Yeah.
Such different players.
Aguero, also, he does, doesn't he, have a better return than Drogba? Drogba didn't score like bags and bags.
Aguero's goal
insane. Drogba had one season where he scored 29 in 31 games. Like, he could do it if that's all that was required. But a lot of the time he was... Jesus.
You saw red?
Bro, what the fuck? You're the same colour as the...
He's no one caring about me.
We didn't know if it was serious. You're right, man.
All you've done. I don't get what you've choked happening? On.
He's choked on liquid.
Who chokes on water?
Why is no one caring?
Is he drowning? Is he drowning?
His dying words. Why is no one caring about me?
I was dying, and you just carried on your conversation.
You were coughing.
Yeah, but how are we supposed to know that you've been serious? Like,
because my eyes were popping out of my head.
Well, I couldn't see when you're looking at the floor.
Oh.
Choking over a bit of water, mate.
You were just fucking, Carvalho's better than Company.
That was about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, fuck me.
Anyway. That's how I felt when you said no Hazard. Right, so you've got the worst team by far. You've got the second worst team.
I wouldn't not have Hazard in it. It's just because of the formation.
We'll pick a better formation. Then you can just change the players, couldn't you?
Ooh. Oh, God. Fuck.
Anyway, move.
You think Haaland's better than Aguero? Or like we'd take him over?
Yeah.
Really? Fair enough.
I think, I'm not saying Aguero is shit.
No.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Unfortunately, on this show, if you say someone is good, it automatically means the other person in the conversation is shit.
Did you not know that?
Yeah, to be fair.
To be fair, that will. Okay, right, moving on.
Oh, God almighty. I thought I died then. Lord!
This conversation that is about to unfold could have gone very differently had it not been for Matt Ritchie 90 plus two. But fortunately for the little toad in the corner, they came away with a...
Hey!
sorry.
You look a bit like a toad, actually.
Like, I'd say more of a frog, really.
It's rat or frog, isn't it? That's the...
basically the same thing.
No, they're very different. And us,
what's the difference?
One's bigger. Cuter. And more pleasant.
Frogs are...
A frog's more cute than a toad.
Would you eat frog's legs?
Yeah, true.
Mm. Would you eat frog's legs?
Yeah,
probably. Mm-hmm. Oh, you would eat frog legs? Okay, cool. Good to know.
I would.
Yeah.
Would you?
Apparently it's like chicken.
It is like chicken.
But snails.
I've had it before.
No.
That's a conspiracy for like why we're...
No,
AI
I've eaten
generated,
them and I can confirm he's correct.
Like, no, the conspiracy for why we're AI generated is like the default taste for meats is chicken. It's like that's what's been programmed in.
I've had food poisoning really recently. I don't know if you guys know.
Ah.
But, you haven't mentioned it.
So now I'm a bit scared to try lots of foods.
Like chicken.
Like frogs.
Mm.
Okay.
Would you lick a toad?
Welcome back to the food channel.
Toad Tide.
Toad Tide?
Hi.
Dominic Solanke on the score sheet first.
Ball out.
Goal and assist.
He could have scored a hat trick like in the
he
first.
He should be playing for your club, really, if it wasn't for FFP, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if the game wasn't rigged towards all the bigger teams,
yeah,
we would have had him on our
team. Lord Newcastle, once again. We're playing drawing without, at home.
We're playing without a fucking striker at the moment because somehow Wilson's torn his pec. We can't, by doing nothing in the 95th minute.
He can't be the sixth best striker in the world. He tore it in a football match.
No, yeah, so like at the end of the game, he was tussling with the defender and sort of just did that, and he tore his pec out for 12 weeks.
That's worse than me.
Some shit. So yeah, Shah's injured from this game as well. Brilliant.
Is he?
Yeah, he's fucking injured. So brilliant. Back in Lascelles.
No, don't worry. Not third Fabian Shah.
Liverpool have had like three injuries today as well. Four injuries today.
Yeah, it's crazy how many other...
crying,
it's crazy how many other clubs do have injuries, isn't it? Mental.
It's in Chelsea's injury list. Christ.
Yeah, it's insane. Lavia's not played a game.
Do you know what?
Yet,
why not? Do you know what? You shit yourself when... Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, yeah. Remember the guest name that we just had on 5 minutes ago? That's really offensive.
You shit yourselves on Josh, was he agreeing with me about the whole how Poch thing?
I didn't.
When
he
was all about the money and blah, blah, blah.
I disagree. I said Poch was better.
Nah.
I didn't say
well. You were going, oh, Josh, please, Eddie Hat. It's very different, mate.
Nah,
you stand on your own 2 feet.
You just went down onto your phones. Oh, we've got Super Chelsea to read. You didn't want to have it.
Oh, do it.
He agreed. The money is relevant. The money is relevant. That's revisiting last week's debate, though.
Lewis, you're only 3 points off 11th.
I'm not going to lie. It's fucking shit how we're still this bad defensively. Like, are we going to decide, like, find a way
Bournemouth
to fix it?
Bournemouth aren't a bad team, though.
They're 3 points off 11th.
2 points leaking from Luton and Bournemouth at home. Yep. He's sackable.
Yeah, we're just... No, whoa.
You conceded 6 goals against Bournemouth and Luton, mate.
Do you think it's time for a change?
It's not time for a change, Thomas.
Why?
Objectively looking at the club, your manager has transformed the best league, the best defence in the league to the worst defence.
He transformed it into the best
sorry,
defence.
Sorry,
because...
No, you're the worst. You're not.
Goals conceded.
They've conceded the most goals in the league.
Yep.
No, they haven't.
You were top three last season,
and
you're 15th now.
Objectively, I think the second worst.
So you've gone down by 12, which is still pretty bad.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
What statistics are you on about?
I don't know.
The problem,
the Theo Baker...
You just keep telling me, oh, the stats tell me that.
No, they went from third to 15th.
The issue is, we're just...
what, though?
Of like XG.
The defence stat. You know the defence stat.
What do you mean the defence stat?
The amount of goals they should be... have conceded
compared to what they do. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, there's an explanation.
It doesn't help when Dubravka's like incapable of just standing on his feet.
Would you if Nick Pope made a mistake with his feet, which obviously he has done in the past, would you slander him as much as you have Dubravka today?
Like I said at the time, he's built up enough good karma at that point. He could have done a mistake like that. Dubravka's shit.
No, Dubravka kept that Liverpool scoreline down from 10-0, mate.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This guy makes every save look like it's like save of the month by the... Just catch it.
Got
right,
it.
Well, we'll you stick you in there. Yeah.
Stick you in
actually,
there.
I have seen you in goal and I put it top bins against you, pal. So,
I saved a shot from Seedorf.
Right. Good for you, pal.
You, do you know what I notice about you? You always like do that with your hair like every like 5 minutes. Yeah, like that. You like, it's like when you're thinking.
Checking
like,
it's still there. I'm all right, guys.
Is it that? Have you always done that?
No, I don't know.
Like a tick.
I don't know, maybe I've got...
Up the ticks.
Up the ticks, come on.
No, but seriously, is there pressure under Eddie Howe or not?
And where do you think you're actually...
I think it's time for him to go, isn't it?
And where do you think you'll genuinely finish? Because I think you're finishing bottom half.
Honestly, like, this is the first time I'm going to come and say I don't know about Europe at the moment, like, because fuck me. I don't know. Like, if we're not going to fix this blatant issue in the team.
Hand on heart, let's just say you finish the season with the players that you do have. Like injuries, they come and go.
In 11th.
The general squad maintains its structure as much as it has done at the moment. Where do you actually see Newcastle?
Because you can't blame being like in the Champions
Hang
League
on, let
and stuff.
I pray for
7th minimum. Okay. I pray for European football
I
minimum.
I think that's fair.
And
that's the most unbiased you've ever been on the show.
I think that's realistic.
Yeah. Congratulations, Luke.
I don't know. No, it's scary because if these injuries keep happening and we end up mid-table, I'm not like... But people are going to say there's pressure on Eddie Howe. There isn't, but
there
if,
is.
If we start next season week after falling off a bit this season, then I can see people getting on his back, but I would not.
But if Brighton go ahead and beat Sheffield United, because we were recording this before that game.
They won't, by the way. I bet you 100
Brighton
million
Brighton going
pound.
To 7th, Newcastle go down to 8th, and then you're only 1 point ahead of West Ham, and you're only 2 points ahead of Chelsea. It's not. It's
really doomy, Eddie, if I'm honest.
What are you,
I'm sick of it. I'm not used to this anymore.
Here's a question. What are you more annoyed about? Newcastle's shortcomings as a football club. No.
Also, you got
Hang on.
Arsenal next as well.
Yeah. Or the fact that you will be doing the end of season stream topless because
Newcastle
obviously Spurs lost to Wolves again today and they are dropping like a stone compared to Arsenal.
Mate, also, wait, really quickly.
They're 8 points back now.
Your next two fixtures are actually insane.
Yeah, these are our easy
fixtures.
Mate,
they've got Arsenal and then Wolves who are 2 points behind them.
Yeah.
Where's it? Is it the Molyneux?
No, it's at St James's. But you potentially after these next two games, you could be bottom half the table.
The thing is, I feel confident against yous.
Fair just enough. Scored 11 goals in two games.
Yeah no. What?
Do you actually,
who used? We've been scoring goals like no problem. It's fine.
Do you actually think you're going to come to the Emirates?
Yeah, we've been scoring a fuck ton.
Do you think you're going to come to the Emirates and get a result against the best defence in the league?
We did that last season when the Emirates was scary.
So if you mentioned last season, but no one else mentioned last season.
Yeah, no, well, the last time we played at the Emirates was the only thing they lost.
Currently, go on.
It was the same scary situation last season, and we went and got a lovely 0-0 at the mighty Emirates.
Context does matter because at the moment you're saying that you've basically got half a squad. So can your half a squad beat our full squad?
Yeah, that's because it's Arsenal.
Well, right. You're way worse than you were last season.
Man, honestly, I'm more confident playing Arsenal.
Shut the fuck up, man. I know you don't believe that.
Because you guys shit it.
No, I know you don't believe that.
Shit it.
Clip it now.
You can't get cocky. You can get cocky. Remember last time? Remember when we plagues on stream last time? You've seen what happened, so let's not be giving it the big one.
You've lost 40% of your players.
We're talking about playing Arsenal, like lads. We're playing Arsenal, right? So let's remember who we're talking about.
Hang on. So what you're saying is you're going to beat us, and then the following game Wolves are going to pack you in at home.
That's likely.
You know
to
when
happen,
you say we're playing Arsenal, like second in the league, best defense in the league, scored 11 goals in two games, and you're going Arsenal.
Yeah, but well, you could have listed this off last season.
What?
But then what happened?
Second in the league with the
only
team.
Yeah, but the thing with Arsenal, like you will have a good little spree, but then you'll just like
I'm so wet.
Just do what you do best.
I'm wet for this game. If Arsenal win 5-0, what will you do?
Oh, I'm going to clip this up, and when we go 1-0, I'm going to play it, and I'm going to slowly watch you get redder and redder throughout the game because it's what we do.
I think they could have me in it.
If it's less than 3-0, I would be surprised. Honestly,
I'd
be
disappointed if it was less than 3-0.
I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt.
You've got no midfield. I'm not even like trying to wind you up here. Uh-huh. You've got no midfield. You've just said Shah's injured again, who's apparently the best attacking centre back in the history of Premier League football,
which is just a crazy. Trippier's
had a drop off of whatever cliff he's been on, and Dubravka is, as you've said, horrible.
No.
Where are you getting the firepower from,
like,
brother?
No, you've convinced me a bit. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Sorry, what are you?
No.
Are you mental?
Let me finish.
I'm saying, go on.
You put out a good point. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You will score, but I think 2-1 Newcastle.
You're getting two goals.
Yeah, 2-1. Well, maybe 3-1, but 2-1.
Every time it's just,
yeah, but you're Arsenal. It's a valid defence.
No, it's not. Who's your left back going to be against Bukayo Saka?
Yeah, it can be Dan Byrne would just shove him into the stands, man.
Martin Odegaard's going to dunk on your head because you are a little club.
No, this is a big game, though.
What?
It's a big game.
It's not that big.
No, you're shit, mate. It's not a big game.
It's a big game for Newcastle, not for Arsenal.
No, it is, because we want... I don't know what it is, but Arsenal fans get so wound up about Newcastle.
In all honesty, I think Arteta's going to treat this as playing a seventh place team.
I think we might rest players.
Oh, that sounds very Arsenal obvious, and then you'll get packed in.
By that point, it'll be eighth, because Brighton beat Sheffield United.
Oh, yeah, eighth place team.
Yeah, but also... No,
it's not a good mentality from your manager, really. That's probably why you bottle the league.
I think we might
start getting ahead of yourself.
I think we'll rest
Maybe you treated every game like...
God, he's already done it. Oh, God.
Part of me is not looking forward to the stream, but also the majority of it is I cannot wait
I swear to God, we'll be 2-0 up in 15 minutes and he'll go, oh, I've made a mistake.
This is the thing. I don't know how he's get so cocky every time. Do you not remember what happened? You were saying all this shit last time and we fucking beat you.
Where do you finish?
And you're doing this.
Nah, they did it last time.
Who got?
They did. They didn't say they were going to beat you easy.
Yeah, Theo was talking loads of shit, mate, on the stream.
Just like you're doing now?
I was doing this last time and then we won.
Yeah, but mate, you're doing this now when you're shit.
Quick question.
Yeah, but
Lou,
that's how little I rate your belly.
Quick question, Lou.
What do you mean?
That's no fucking body shaming on this show, you fuck. What about my belly, though?
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's how little I rate you, fucker.
Quick question.
That was low.
Who got the assist for Gordon's goal last time?
Can't even remember.
Joe Linton, he's not playing. Who got the pre-assist for that cross?
Can't remember.
Joe Willock, he's not playing.
No, that's sad. He's coming back. He's back.
All right.
He's back. And that's huge for
team, pal.
I think this might be...
You got Matt Ritchie playing.
You get so ahead of yourselves. It's crazy. The arrogance of Arsenal fans is mental, man.
The only arrogant thing that's going on right now is the fact that you are thinking you're going to smash Arsenal.
No, because the thing is, and genuinely, I'm not trying to wind you up, but like Man United have the generations of success. At least Man City have the current success. At least Liverpool have had recent success. Arsenal fans, for some reason, think they're all holy team.
Untouchable.
Arsenal don't have generations of success.
How far do you want to go back? Nothing compared to what Man United have. They dominated this division for years upon years, so I can understand the generations of naivety and arrogance.
England's most successful football clubs.
Yeah, but I'm saying, all right, wait, how far do you want to go back?
Go back as far as we want.
Were you a fan
last year
at that point?
Go back last year.
I'm saying you don't have the success in this last 20 year period. You don't have this success, man, to be
the last 20 years. We won the Invincibles.
You won the Invincibles. What tournament's that?
We won the Invincible Trophy.
Nice.
More FA Cups than you could ever dream of.
Damn. That's crazy.
Is this an
FA Cup tie?
Start listing off the success. You go, oh, damn.
Is this ever a cup tie?
I mean,
you do so well. You've nearly nailed it.
No, the thing is, I'm genuine. These top teams can afford to be this sort of naive about it, but yous can't. And for some reason, Arsenal fans don't learn.
We're not in the lead anymore. We're chasing, so I think we'll win by quite a lot.
Yeah. You are wrong.
2-1 Newcastle. I think it's 2-1 Newcastle. There's nothing more I can say.
What happened to smashing us?
2-1 Newcastle.
I don't understand why you think that based on your last few performances.
I just think it's like when I said when they almost absolutely fucking threw it away against Luton. Just sometimes you can smell in the air when Arsenal...
What happened with you against Luton?
Yeah, what happened with you lot?
Yeah,
didn't they beat Luton?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a bit of a cagey affair. Sometimes you can smell a stinker.
Okay, fair enough. Cagey affair.
Did you beat Luton?
It wasn't a great day.
I don't think you did.
You've lost and drew to them.
I'm not claiming to be this team that's going to win the Premier League.
Also, by the way...
You quite literally at the start of the season said a title charge is...
You're not out of the race.
You were saying
fact.
A title charge in December.
No, you're not out of the race till you're out of the race.
You said you were going to get semi-finals of the Champions League. You have most definitely been very...
We got robbed.
Hand on heart, like if you take a step back to the viewers listening right now... All the listeners listening.
Yeah.
All the listeners watching. Hand on heart, do you actually think Newcastle beat Arsenal?
I think we beat you 2-1.
And hand on heart, what you've just said, that last 10 minutes of nonsense, do you actually believe everything that came out of your mouth?
I switched off.
No.
Yeah. Right, okay. I don't know what he said.
No, I feel like everyone... I can see people not agreeing with us beating Arsenal. That's fair enough. It's an unpopular thing to say. But the fact that Arsenal are this team that have an unearned arrogance,
I don't think that's unpopular. Also, I don't know why you're saying that.
Just a quick one.
For you to point your nose down, like you think you're going to come and turn us over? You think you can beat us 2-1? Of course we can. We beat you last time we played. did you? And we drew last time we were at the Emirates. Stop thinking that you're this untouchable team.
Context matters.
No, we have proven that we can get results against you.
You're in a brown patch.
We can get results against you is what we've proven. So you sticking your nose down.
Anyone can get a result against anyone and you haven't got a result without anyone this year.
Yeah, but you's writing us off and thinking that there's no chance of Newcastle. I'm only said 2-1 win and you's are thinking that's madness. That shows the arrogance.
You said you're going to smash us.
I think as a football fan, you should go into every game and try and come away with the idea that you're going to win it, no?
I think we get a 2-1.
I think based on current form, it's not... The most likely outcome is a comfortable Arsenal win.
Our form is only defensively we're bad.
And also when we do win, that's the end of the Newcastle unbeaten run, which is a bit of a shame.
Like our form, like if we make the right tweaks, and hopefully against Arsenal, it's not a team that we're going out to attack. We can set up and let yous come on to us, which is when we've...
That's crazy.
When we had such a good defensive record, when we were playing against teams that were coming on us. So... That's what we'll do.
Oh, you're boring me now.
But how are you going to do it with like 1,000 injuries?
I get bored of the same Newcastle shit.
And we've done Arsenal and Newcastle in the same second again.
This could be our second biggest stream of the year.
It'll be a good stream.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But either way, guys, it's now touch.
I'll go on, try again.
It's now time to chat Super Six. You do it so seamlessly and I bottled it, man.
You'll get better.
Ah, never mind. Right now, right, guys, it's now time to chat Super Six. How did we all do?
Well, at the current time of recording.
Yeah, the current time of recording, yeah.
I'm on 7 points at the current time.
I'm on two.
I predicted 2-1 Brighton against Sheffield United, and I predicted 3-2 United at Luton.
I've done the same. I've done the exact same scores for both of those. 2-1 Brighton and 3-2 United.
Oh, yeah. I predicted 2-0 Brighton and 1-0 Luton.
1-0 Luton? Do you not think there's going to be a goal fest?
3-1 Brighton, I've said.
No, I think it's going to be 1-0.
Well, it's weird.
Over Man United? Nice.
We're obviously recording this on a Saturday because we have a trip coming up.
Nice,
so by the time this podcast comes out, obviously you lot know the result. So yeah, were we wrong? Were we right? Did we win the Super 6 jackpot?
We're caught,
no, because
we can't
win it. 2 points.
But you might win it next week, guys. If you join our code using the PTCH23 play along, it's free. But
Join our code.
Speaking of Man United.
Using the lead.
Speaking of Man United.
Yeah, yeah. They're back though, right?
They're back, baby.
Pricks. Sorry. Scott McTominay against Aston Villa.
Mate, Scott McTominay does it every time. It's always Scott. Who scores the winner for United? It's Scott. Every time.
That Scott. Pesky Scott.
Barry Scott.
Barry Scott. Barry Scott. Bang! And the goal is scored.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, cheers,
nice.
Pal.
Nice,
cheers.
Nice,
that's
nice.
A very English reference there.
Yeah. What's wrong with... No.
But yeah, you're in turmoil, not to bring it back to Newcastle, but unfortunately we kind of have to. Dan Ashworth.
Yeah, little prick, man.
Excellent signing.
It's actually really good for Man United. Like, you can't fault
what
that.
What is it? Can you explain to me? I'm
out of the
sporting director.
He's
Haven't Man United been looking for a sporting director for a while?
He's
a
very
good
one. Dan Ashworth's basically like the guy, and we got him and we were all very happy about it, and now like a year in he's jumping ship for Man United.
Yeah, makes sense though, they're a bigger club, 10 times the club in Newcastle.
We made him who he is, Dan Ashworth.
Really?
He was actually my academy manager.
You played football when you were younger? You should have said.
No, it's really sad.
So he
like,
knows a player when he sees one.
But we might get 15 mil for
him. He obviously didn't speak to you.
15 million?
Yeah, and because they have to pay, because basically you have to pay him out of the contract, but then they also have to pay him out of the gardening leave that he'd have to go on.
Pay his garden off. I got a couple of mil on him. 10,000 pound each.
There'll be a big overhaul of staff there.
Mate.
Yeah.
You're not going to pay 15 million quid for this.
He's worth it.
Mate, he is. He's,
how much does he get?
What?
Don't sometimes no, players get a bit of their
contract? He's an actual job.
Yeah, I know.
No, he's getting the contract paid off, that's all.
He might get a signing on fee or something, I don't know.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's sad, man. But fuck him.
Do you know Dan Ashworth personally?
He's a little trick. He came in selling his, he's in for the long run, in for the project
so
and
really,
all this.
So really, Tom's the only relevant person to discuss Dan Ashworth.
He was amazing.
How much of a difference will he make at United?
Huge.
Would he just make smarter signings, do you think?
It would go deeper than that. It'd be the staff and the way they analyse things. He's so detailed and in depth. I was listening to Neville talk about him because he was with him at England, and he's like, he's so detailed with everything. It's like ridiculous. And he, at Brighton, what he brought in apparently was usually you get like scouts in a certain country or region. he started employing and sending scouts out per position.
Nice.
So he'd have people going out just finding a left back, or it could be all over the world, but it's a left back in, and it was specific to a certain role. Mm. He's honestly, mate. So you look at all the Colombians or Ecuadorians he's brought in at Brighton. He did it at Albion. He signed players for like 300 grand from like Slovakia, and they were unbelievable. Like sold on for money. He's the top dog.
That's almost like anti-Manchester United DNA as of
precisely. Well, I think that's what they want. They want to change. It's not been working over the last few years.
Yes, that's what these new.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
I was just raising a point, guys. Sorry, I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
But do you think United have a bit of a selling spree in the summer as well as a buying spree?
I don't think Ten Hag will be there long.
Really?
Who's going to replace him?
Why are you talking about that?
Who's going to replace Ten Hag? Who's a Man United manager?
Oh, I think he'll
deserve it.
Fuck it.
I think he won't deserve it.
I don't know.
Potter. Do you think they get rid of him?
No though? Way. Yeah. Graham Potter at Man United. He couldn't hack it at Chelsea, mate. That's a smaller club.
The Potter Ashworth link up, man.
I don't think Dan Ashworth will like Ten Hag personally. I just think.
Do you think there'll be a control thing?
Well, it seems like Ten Hag's been all in charge, hasn't he?
He wouldn't go there if he didn't have some sort of control.
But as in, Ten Hag won't like the fact that he's given up a portion of control. Because he's been in charge of all the signings.
It's not even just a bit of... But like, he's proven that he can't handle it.
Yeah, they're bad signings.
Yeah, they're all bad.
Dan Ashworth would never sign off Anthony for £90 million.
That's another thing they're on about... they reckon what Dan Ashworth did at previous clubs, he'll look at United... Who signed off on Anthony? He'll look at that and then
you're out the door.
Yeah, their job will be under pressure then. Really? He's like, how has that got signed off? Or how has United not signing Declan Rice? How's that been signed off?
Yeah.
Who's making these decisions? And it'll just be a better run football club, which for the size of Man United is scary for everyone else.
Yeah.
Because they can afford to. I think they'll be back pretty soon under him.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
They'll win a league title before Arsenal do.
True.
I agree. Mental because Arsenal winning the
You agree.
This season. I do agree. I genuinely do agree.
I think you're mental.
I think Liverpool get it this season, then next season you're beating off Man City again when the
you've had a couple minutes here.
Anyways, guys, make sure you sign up to Super 6 using the link in the description below. Use the code PTCH23 to join the biggest and greatest league of all time, our league, Pitchside. And good luck.
I thought you were flexing then.
I was.
Yeah. So right now, guys, we are now moving on to something that we never do here on this show, a top 10 list.
Yeah, and also, hey, don't cry.
Nice. Also, apologies to all those Jamaicans out there because I didn't realise Ethan Pinnock was Jamaican and neither did anyone on the show. So.
No, but can you imagine the audacity? Can you imagine the audacity if I had said that? My God, I think there might have been World War III.
No, because none of us knew.
Victim complex.
No, it only works if other people know that.
Yeah,
it's incorrect.
I really wish we picked up on it at the time.
So that's why I've got Vitaly Mykolenko in my list today. Anyway, we're doing top 10 fullbacks, English fullbacks. So anyone that puts Jamaicans in, you're an idiot.
What's the key word here?
Current.
Current.
Yeah, current.
My number 10 is Matty Cash.
Oh, that's clever. You mean Matthijs Kaschke? Who wants to go first?
You go, Reevy.
All right, cool.
No, okay, I'll go first.
Okay, so in at number 10 number 9, I feel like these are honourable mentions.
No, just name your fucking list.
Do we hear what he said?
Honourable mentions, because they've not had much game time this year due to injury, but of course they are incredible talents. Chilwell in at 10 and Reece James in at 9. Current.
Wow.
Now I know this bloke.
Who's 10?
Ben Chilwell.
Okay, yeah, I don't mind.
He's got to be below Reece James.
Yes.
Okay. Now we move on to players that have been getting minutes this Reece season. James, fairly regular points. In at number 8, Tino Livramento.
Yeah.
Don't mind it.
Number 7, only because of a lack of game time, not because of a lack of talent, Rico Lewis.
Yeah.
Number 6, what a season he's having on current form, had to include him, Alfie Doughty.
Wow, that is shocking that you've got him above Reece James and Ben Chilwell.
That's not shocking at all.
He's having a good season.
I'm talking on current form.
Is he better footballer than Reece James?
We can't do this every time.
Is he a better fullback than Reece James?
No, he's absolutely not a better player than either Reece James or Ben Chilwell.
But on current
form, he is probably the 6th best English fullback this season. At least you can pick him for a game. Hey,
that's true. He's got a point there.
Well, see what you're thinking.
That's what he's decent.
He's all right. Like,
he's contributed a lot to the fact that Luton are actually going to survive in the Premier League.
They're not going to stay up. They're one of the worst teams in the league.
That's just mean.
he's one of their better players for one of the worst teams in the league. He's nowhere near as good as Ben Chilwell.
Rank your current.
But would you
he's nowhere near the player of Ben Chilwell, is he?
No, but
so how's he above him?
Because of the accreditation that I've given to him throughout the season that he's been playing well.
It's another list where Tom doesn't understand the word current.
I don't care. I don't care if people are injured. He's not better than Chilwell. That's
okay,
shocking.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna cook all of your players. in at number five, Kieran Trippier. He's had a drop off.
Well, five.
He has dropped.
He's
off.
Dropped
five.
Off.
He's washed.
The four. Four I'm about to say are better than Kieran Trippier. I don't want to hear any discussion about
he's
it.
He's washed. He's hold that.
He's got the most assists in the Prem this season.
Yeah, he has.
Nah, he's had a really bad few weeks. I mean, if we're going on current.
But he's a better version of Alfie Doughty, let's be honest.
No, this
is a terrible defence. He's a great chance creator in a terrible defence.
I think Trippier's about fourth or fifth, yeah? That is
fucking true.
Better fullbacks than Trippier.
And then number four, Ben White. Defensively in the best defence in the league. Can't be faulted. Absolutely outstanding every single week.
You're not wrong there, but you'd still play Trippier over Ben White? Because you could put Trippier in that half defence and he'd slot
you,
him very
could,
well.
You could, but Trippier has a mistake in him at the moment.
Trippier's better than Ben White.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
And Ben White, this is
the entire point.
I think that's
why
crazy.
Opinionated.
That's crazy.
Number three, only because of recent injury, I'm going to put Trent Alexander-Arnold in. Because I wanted to make it...
Third?
I wanted to make it slightly even. Number two, Luke Shaw. A left back in at second. And then at first, Kyle Walker.
Oh, I feel sick, mate. I feel ill. What the fuck's happened?
I can't believe you've got Shaw ahead of Trent.
I've given equal weight to left and right hand side.
Trent is a better fullback than Luke Shaw.
You've got Doughty sixth because you're going current. Then Trent third.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I felt sick before this and now I think I'm going
to... Don't you think there should be equal weighting on left and right back?
No.
No, you're just going to...
No, yeah, but
no,
Trent's
my
a better
top
fullback
four,
than Luke Shaw, I'd say.
My top four are right backs.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Well, each their own, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You are...
I can't believe you got fifth.
Hang on, that Trippier fifth isn't the shocking part of that list.
We've had previous discussions where everyone's unanimously agreed that Luke Shaw is in the top three full left backs in the world, and you can't see that me putting him second above Trent in third is an opinion that's all right.
Right, well, Reeve, that was a interesting one.
You're going to get cooked, bro.
Hey, if I get cooked, then people deserve to give more credit to left backs as much as right backs. So
good job. You're such a nice man with a really nice body, because that stinks.
Yeah, man.
Massive knob.
I'm not even... I can't even, like... I'm in shock.
Really?
Yeah. You're better than that.
You obviously put Chilwell and Reece James 9 and 10, right?
Yeah. They deserved a mention, so...
I've put them a little bit higher because I think... Even though, yeah, currently you could say that they're not playing football, but they're incredible fullbacks.
Yep.
I haven't... You hear what I said. Number 10.
Just say you fucking listen.
Okay. Number 10, Connor Bradley.
Oh!
No, it's not.
I don't mind.
Mate, did you see him?
It's a bit soon.
Though. Yeah, mate. That's the only reason why
The thing is...
How many games?
Yeah, but mate, it looks at the way...
Trending midfield, shout.
You got to remember,
but
though.
That's why I thought you guys were a bit annoyed that I put Trent at right back.
You got to remember, though. So, did you watch the Brentford game today?
No, I've seen no football.
They're playing without Trent, and he's slotted in so perfectly. It's like they're not even without him.
He's been excellent.
Like, to fill Trent's shoes and to have Liverpool not missing Trent... is incredible. You got to admit, that is fantastic.
I've been very impressed with him, but I do think it's a bit early.
Well, number nine, Rico Lewis.
Yeah.
He's just unreal. Then I have got Chilwell at eighth, Reece James at seventh because of the lack of game time this season.
Stink.
Sixth, Livramento. Fifth, Ben White at fifth.
What are you staring at me for?
Ben White fifth.
Fourth, Luke Shaw. Third, Kieran Trippier.
Thank you.
Second, Trent. And first, Kyle Walker.
I like that.
I think
your list is better than mine.
Fair enough.
I think my list is better than everyone.
Yeah, my, I realise I've forgotten all the
lists. You've heard one other list.
I'm quite nervous.
And you say this every podcast.
No, but list is the best. I actually think...
Of course you think your list is the best. It's your list.
But I actually think for the first time in my life, I might actually see a common Theo W comment in the chat.
You've got a kid who's played 3 games, 10th.
That's what is wrong with that.
Mental.
Oh, let's hear the God. Go on. Anyway,
Oracle.
Let's hear the Oracle.
I'm going to be honest.
Tell us, because he's never wrong. He's never wrong.
He isn't wrong.
I've just realised, I think my 10th isn't English.
Oh, my God.
But
hey, I did that last week. Don't worry about it.
I don't want us to get cancelled. So, is Lamptey English?
He's gone.
No, he's not.
Fuck!
Yeah. You've got Lamptey. You pay for Ghana. Number 10.
I wasn't sure Livermento was English. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no, no, true. No. Hang on a second. Let's not let this slip, shall we? Let's not let this slip. Tariq Lamptey.
No, no, but he's Lamptey has done the nation switch thing.
No, we're not giving him the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not licking his ass. I'm trying to claim my back from last week.
Right, 10th, I'll have Darnell Furlong.
No, you cannot change.
This isn't the first time you've done this as well.
You cannot change.
Connor Townsend is 10th.
You can't change your list.
No.
Say it of Chess. Who is your 10th? Lamptey. Say it now.
Like I said, I should have checked his nationality. I thought he was English.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us, man.
I don't want to hear it from you. Tom.
By the way, Ethan Pinnock's middle name is Rupert. He
did. Yeah. Tom.
You mean Rupert?
Yeah.
Tom, your 10th English fullback is who? Now say it.
I literally just Lewis. Said.
Lewis. Tell him to
They've
say
literally
it.
Just heard me say.
No,
I
say it again.
Sure if, he
say,
hey, if he was, I'd let you have him.
Say so who your 10th.
Darnell Furlong.
No, you can't.
That's probably worse than saying Lamptey.
Yeah, that is actually. So at least that's fine.
Tell me on your list who is your 10th English.
Livermento.
Tell me who's 10th.
8th, Rico Lewis.
Yeah.
7th, Ben White.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
6th,
crazy.
Chilwell.
That's really mean.
5th, Shaw. 4th, Trippier. 3rd, James. Reece James should be top of this. He is the best.
But he can't play for
Yeah, part, I agree, but he can't.
Currently he's
Trent,
top.
Trent second.
Who
top?
Walker.
Yeah, I think Trent and Walker are the clear two. But you can't.
That's not. Them. No. All I was doing was giving weight to left and right backs.
Yeah, but it is.
No, who cares?
I think.
Fair enough. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
but Tom, you can't. I don't know. Well, where do you put Reece James?
3rd.
That's crazy.
Why?
Because he can't play football.
Don't care. He's still the best.
What do they say online?
the best
ability around. Is availability.
Oh, ha-ha.
That's good. Yeah.
I think having Reece James and Chile in the top 10, you have to do because of how good they are.
Honestly, I understand about
injuries and that, but they are just better than most fullbacks.
Guys, Luton Town fans, support me in this time of need.
The day Alfie Doughty is classed as a better fullback than Ben Chilwell.
No, his current form, he's kicking a ball. The other two weren't.
Be a beach volleyball fan.
You already are
a beach volleyball fan.
Male beach volleyball.
You already are.
Yeah, go on then. If Dan Byrne is in this, by the way, Byrne is actually in this, you go on.
Can I say my list is really shit, like?
Shock.
No, don't do that, because when you preface that,
no,
people go, Lewis always
I need to put more time into this. I sort of go off the top of my head, and then like I realise I forget a lot of people. But 10th, Tyreek Mitchell.
Yeah, he was
yeah, don't
be.
Mind it.
9th, Wan-Bissaka. 8th.
Oh,
I put an 8 because he's injured and he hasn't played football in ages. Reece James, but of course, when he starts playing again, he might be able to move. Hey,
hang on a second. Wan-Bissaka, I just completely forgot existed on the field.
No, I really like him.
Just didn't include him in the top.
Yeah, he can't even get in United soon, can he, at the minute?
Yeah,
Dalot's playing well, sure. But
yeah, maybe.
I like him, man.
Oh, Wolves 2-1, Jago.
But wait until Man United fans hear we put Conor Bradley in over Wan-Bissaka.
4-0.
7th, I've got Tino. 6th, Rico Lewis. 5th, Shaw. 4th, Ben White. 3rd, Trent. 2nd, Walker. 1st, Trippier.
You don't even try and hide it now. No, it's actually a joke.
Oh, I'm sorry. The most assists in the Premier League from a fucking right back. And we're putting. You put him 5th.
What?
You put him 5th.
He's dropped off.
He's got the most assists. He's our biggest attacking output from the right back.
How many mistakes leading to goals?
I don't have that on my
page. Are you counting the assists that he gave to Everton as well? Yeah. The two that he gave there?
honestly, right? I can see people putting him second or third, but me putting him first isn't as mental as you putting him fifth.
Well, it's only two places. Only two places away from where you.
He's closer to first than fifth.
If they say he's third, and you put him first, and I put him fifth, yours is worse than mine.
Yours is genuinely disrespectful.
No, mine's not disrespectful.
It is.
Yours is delusional.
No. He's got the most assists in the fucking league.
He's not better than Trent. He's not better than Walker.
Now you decide to use stats, but when someone else uses stats as an argument, you say,
I never do that.
Here's a question. When all full fit England squad players are available,
yes,
does Trippier play at either right or left back?
Yeah, right, are we now judging how good players are off Southgate's decisions?
No, okay. Trippier will play
in that case. Henderson's better than fucking half the midfielders we've got.
No, come on, mate. Stop.
Grealish is terrible. Foden's terrible. If we're going off this logic, if we're going off who Southgate picks.
No, I'm not saying who Southgate's picked. I'm talking about general consensus of the England football community, people that watch English football.
Yeah, we haven't done a survey on this.
Everybody in England, regardless of what happens, says
you're just saying that.
Stones and Luke Shaw. That's what happens.
I do think
he's not the best fullback in England.
Yeah, you are being biased. Look, I think Trippier realistically is third or fourth, probably similar with Luke Shaw. Luke Shaw is clearly our best left back, but I think the best two fullbacks we do have are Trent and Kyle Walker.
I would agree with that, but all I tried to do is give a little bit of, you know, the left and right.
Your list is shit.
Yeah, yours is terrible.
What? Because I put one place different to what everyone else did.
At least you didn't put Lamptey in your top 10.
That's
English
true,
fullback.
Yeah.
You didn't. I've got Darnell Furlong. Yeah, you stink.
Mine's not even that bad.
Oh, thanks, man.
No, it isn't.
The gospel said I did all right, man.
That stinks.
How does it? Which bit?
In what world is Trippier a better fullback than Carl Walker?
I can hear the argument of Carl Walker being ahead. I don't mind that too much.
The fact that you even say you can hear the argument means
that's reasonable. But outside the top four even is just disrespectful, man.
But I'd put him third. Is that fair enough?
I can live with that, but fifth is unfathomable to me.
What are you doing? Unfathomable.
Is that it? Is the segment finished?
Or you just getting five guys on the show?
No drink.
Why put a drink in a bag?
By the way, low key, best milkshake Five Guys do is banana and peanut butter.
I'm not seven.
But they bring all the girls to the yard.
True. That is fun.
Do you see what I did there?
Does that? Okay. Why is GK Barry still on the set?
Guys, let us know in the comments down below who has the best list and what would your list be?
And then...
By the way, I can't wait for this to be clipped. Lewis is going to put, instead of like current best fullbacks in England or whatever, he's going
to
put
who's got
English best fullback.
And everyone's going to be like, oh my God, yeah. Reece James is seven.
He will never let this go. It was the fact that your opinion was terrible, which is why it went so big.
You don't even do the clips, do you?
I title them.
Of course he does. He's going to title it so no one includes the current thing and everyone put in Reece James seventh. Everyone's going to lose their mind.
Insane in the memory.
Maybe that's a good idea.
You want to try and build the respect for pitch side up.
Yeah. Because we're a serious football show.
No, honestly, we are very serious on this show. Speaking of serious,
serious
blood,
serious black.
That is, yeah, Harry Potter reference.
Thank you.
Speaking of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Okay.
Kylian Mbappe.
Mbappe,
Kili.
Yeah. Did you see that Twitter video of the duck? With the flock of ducks, and someone quote tweeted 2014.
I was thinking of the different ones.
And it's this duck going like,
hey. I've seen the one where like he's petting the duck and then he puts it on the table and it transforms into like the duck being dead and he cooks it.
That was a bit morbid. I wasn't agreeing to that one.
That was actually really dark.
Yeah, it was
he has confirmed he's leaving.
Yeah,
is it on a free? No,
yeah, a free agent, wasn't it? Yeah,
that's crazy, isn't it? Mad PSG. Got Neymar, Messi and Mbappe to win him a Champions League and they've all left on freeze.
And not won the Champions League.
Yeah, that's enough. Where does he go? I know where my vote is.
He's going to Madrid.
Why are you smiling?
Arsenal would be amazing for Mbappe, to be fair.
He's going to Madrid.
Yeah,
he reckon he can ever... Is there a feasible world where he ends up in the Premier League?
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then Sturridge can go, Kili, scored again on the weekend.
I genuinely think there's a zero. Oh my God, Bournemouth.
That's why I was slippery.
We're going to be here for the rest of the season, man.
Blank assist.
Yeah.
So Luton and Bournemouth, they've got 1 point from the last two games. I cannot see any world he just doesn't go to Real Madrid.
But do you not think that's just so unfair? No. Do you think Real Madrid are ruining football, Tom?
No, I think they've that. If you actually look at their signings, they've recruited like brilliantly.
Alfonso Davies as well now.
Tchouaméni, Camavinga, like, they're amazing.
Yeah, they are unbelievable.
Yeah, they are good signings.
And they're
Valverde.
Yeah. Are we seeing
they've got a new generation?
Are we seeing Galacticos being reborn?
Yeah, but I don't think they've...
It's like youth Galacticos.
They haven't signed these players as Galacticos.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean?
They've turned them into Galacticos.
Yeah. I mean, Bellingham's a bit... But even Bellingham was young. And no,
but Bellingham was...
He wasn't this good. Yeah. And then Mbappe would be that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it would work. I don't like him down the middle.
You'd have to play through the middle because there's no way they're dropping Vinicius Jr.
That's what I'm saying. Or unless they get rid of Rodrigo. But Rodrigo's class.
He's unreal, Rodrigo.
Vinny to the right. I don't
know. Then you don't. Why would you buy Mbappe to?
They have to play through the middle.
To buy another striker.
I think Mbappe wants to be down the middle and get goal and be a goal scorer. I think he wants to do that. Yeah. Enough. You know how Henry started as a winger.
Yeah.
And transitioned through the middle.
And then went back.
I think Mbappe sees that and goes, "I want to be Henry."
Yeah. Like that.
I think he loves him, man.
Yeah, why not? Thierry.
I think he actually loves him and I love them as well. Can you not see him going to Arsenal?
No.
I'd love him to. But what I did see is someone online, which is obviously a great source of information for discussion. they were saying whoever Real Madrid try and offload with the money to fund Mbappe, Arsenal should be in for them, regardless of who it is. And I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, well,
who is it though?
Rodrigo. Nobody knows. Rodrigo. Yeah, probably someone like that. Yeah. Exactly.
He plays on the right, that's where Saka plays.
He's versatile.
He's better on the left, Rodrigo. He's actually a left winger, yeah.
I thought he was a right winger.
He plays on the right because of Vinny.
Oh, interesting. Ooh la la.
We can play either side. I hate this thing with modern wingers. You can't fucking play either side.
Odden Wingy?
What?
You say Odden Wingy?
He is obsessed with Odden Wingy.
He said modern wingers, but I just made an Odden Wingy.
Well, also, you talked about seeing stuff online.
Oh.
We've seen a lot online recently, guys.
Hey! Maybe not.
It brings on to a little discussion of who is the best or biggest talent currently in the world.
Yeah, barring two players. This segment is two of them have already been decided. We just took a third name in there and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay,
then we can debate each other's.
Third name.
How can Mbappe be when he's like 25, isn't
it?
I've never specified it.
You're just talking about raw natural football talent.
Talent, yeah.
De Bruyne.
They have to be under 26.
No.
And he only just has turned 25 in December 20.
So we're now saying age does matter.
Yeah, well, roughly.
I'll go Phil Foden.
Okay.
As natural talent. Football talent.
How would you rank them three?
Mbappe, Bellingham. You said these are one and two and then whoever's third.
No. You can rearrange them.
Oh,
it's like that itself.
Natural talent. Foden's... could be first.
He's been comfortably the best player in the league, I'd say.
No, but in terms of actual natural footballing talent,
he's not old. He's
there's
like
no one better than him in the world, really.
Yeah, you put him ahead of Mbappe. He's just like a glorified.
I would put him ahead of Mbappe.
Yeah,
he's 23, turning 24 this year.
At this point in time, anyway.
I'd go Vinny Jr.
Yeah.
How would you organise thingies first before we move on? So
I'd go. You just go Mbappe, Bellingham, Foden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foden's
a more technically gifted player than probably both of them, but Mbappe's the better.
I'm putting him last.
Foden. You think Foden's better than Mbappe? Bellingham, what are Mbappe. You doing today? I don't understand what you're trying to do.
I would agree with that if you're talking about like actual technical.
Yeah, this one. Mbappe is a very quick and a great finisher, but
no,
when it comes
not,
down
mate,
to.
So much more than that. Are you blind? Are you actually blind? This guy has technical talent above anyone. He is insane.
Saying Foden is as good or better than someone doesn't disrespect the other person.
Ridiculous.
I think there's three very good players in the line there.
Mbappe's probably the best player in the world. Most people would argue the best player in the world.
You've put him in this full well knowing that people were going to put him
and
first.
And I think Foden's
anyway.
Been the best player in the Premier
season.
I'm
surprised
he's not the best player in the world, is he?
First, if I'm honest.
I think Bellingham also has that aura of... I feel like he has like a Zidane aura. And I know he's obviously number five, so that probably adds to it. But he's just powerful. And
also
I think that adds to like
that's
ability. Like
that's not necessarily natural talent. That's athleticism.
Yeah, but he's a match winner as well.
You know, like Ronaldo's obviously got an insane amount of natural talent. No one's ever debated that. But like he's worked unbelievably hard on his athleticism. I feel like Bellingham.
I agree with both of your options though. I've got three options here, and one of them was Foden.
Yeah.
One of them was Vinicius Jr.
So did I, yeah.
And the third one was Haaland.
Yeah, fair enough.
Isn't he younger than Foden?
Yeah, so if you have Haaland, if we're talking natural talent and technical ability, sure, look, Isaac is better than Haaland, right?
Haaland is 1 month older than Foden.
Is he older than him?
One month.
You forget how young Phil Foden is. He's been around for so long.
Same age.
So is there no movement from you in terms of no matter what player you sub in, it's always Mbappe, Bellingham, and then
how are you viewing it? Because in terms of actual talent, it has to be.
I think Haaland, you have to mention Haaland.
I'd argue Vinicius Jr.'s got more talent than Bellingham, but Bellingham's got more all-round. He's got the aura. He's got the physicality. He's got the celebration. He's got everything, hasn't he? He's got everything. Like Vinicius, you won't go look at him fucking tracking back.
What Tom's doing is, you know, the little hexagons that you get on players. Foden is one of those perfect.
But then Bellingham should be more well-rounded because he's not Foden, it's one of them, isn't it? I don't know. I think with how he's performing at the minute, you gaff to say Bellingham second.
Which players like more sought after? If you could sign any player, so obviously you have the younger Bellingham or you have
Bellingham.
What?
I think if any club in the world.
Sorry, no. Young Mbappe.
I'm saying Bellingham's younger, but, you know.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm saying which player, if you could sign any of them, like which one's the more sought after? Who would
I'd
be the most valuable?
I'd say Bellingham.
Mbappe's top, surely.
Bellingham because I think there's a few clubs who wouldn't trust Mbappe's like how he's been at PSG. He's been a bit of a fucking nightmare, hasn't he?
Could you also say there's less players?
I honestly think if you lined up every club in the world, I think Bellingham would edge it. I think more would sign him.
But Mbappe's still never not performed.
I'm not saying he's not. I've got Mbappe top of my list. I think he's arguably the best player in the world.
Would you say there's less Bellingham?
He's more all round.
There's not less Bellinghams than there is Mbappes. They're both like one of one kind of player.
Bellingham, he's 100% would be signed by more clubs than Mbappe.
I don't know, man.
Of course, I think you do for attitude alone. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. No club in the world would turn Bellingham down. Some would Mbappe. Honestly.
No, but I promise you, there's no club in the world turns Mbappe down.
Yeah, other than the way structure
over Bellingham, they would. Yeah, 100%.
Other than the way structure to afford him, I don't think you could. Now,
why aren't City breaking the banks go and sign him? Then
signing a huge ego.
They try to sign Bellingham.
It's the price. The wages.
Oh, City can't afford that, can
they? No, but it's 5-0 Arsenal. Kai Havertz.
Because City can't afford the wages, can they? Like, that's ridiculous. But they tried all... They went all out.
But also, it's not... You have to look at what
Liverpool would rather have Jude than Mbappe.
You have to look at what club needs the positions as well. They're two different positions.
There's no club in the world that would say no to Bellingham. But there are some that would say
no.
No,
I agree. I think it's the same for both.
No. City would say no to Mbappe.
I completely disagree.
Why are they not going in for him then?
Because he's so expensive and he's going Real Madrid. Why are they not going in for Bellingham right now?
They tried to sign him.
But my point is, why are they doing that?
Everyone tried to sign Bellingham. Not everyone's going to try and sign Mbappe.
But Mbappe was locked in at PSG. It's a little bit different.
But he's not now.
Who's more valuable?
Mbappe. I think Bellingham.
I think Mbappe's worth more.
He's only 20. He's won a World Cup. He's got a hat trick in a World Cup.
Oh, no, yeah.
Mbappe's just more valuable.
Yeah, yeah. Mbappe's more
expensive.
Yeah.
Of course
it is. But with the age,
you'd say... Yeah. But you forget how young Mbappe is, but 24. That's nuts. Is he 24 or 25?
Is he? 24?
You just said he's 25.
Did I say he's 25?
I think so,
you just checked his age.
Foden and Haaland both turned 24.
Yeah, he's 25.
25. Foden and Haaland both turned 24.
Look, he's not even in his prime, is he, Mbappe?
That's crazy. He's going to have a World Cup, about 1,000 goals for PSG, go to Real Madrid and turn into his prime.
Yeah.
Do you know
that's
saying?
That's what we all said he was going to do, right?
Real
Madrid. That when we were discussing his Saudi move, just come back and go.
It is a bit like it's still like mocking it a bit how good Real Madrid could be next year.
Yeah, there's no.
But at the same time, they are Real Madrid. They've always been like that.
Realistically, it'll end up just being like City, Real Madrid, Champions League final every year. Yeah. It should be.
It's not like Real Madrid have never done this, and it's like a shock what we're seeing happening in football.
Are we just going to have it where it's like not only leagues are monopolised, it's just like even the Champions League is going to be just like...
But that's what the format of the Champions League is, isn't it? It's like almost a Super League of...
I feel like there was time, like way more teams
League,
in it.
But I feel like Champions League's a knockout competition, so it's not necessarily monopolised.
Changes next year, though.
Yeah, what is the changes?
Just more. I was listening to Carragher's explaining the other day. Yeah, but it actually sounds all right, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I don't.
It's I'm not even going to try and pretend to explain it because I don't really know, but it does sound okay. It sounds better for like the lower teams and stuff.
Okay.
It's more condensed, I think. They'll have more of a chance of getting points and that.
Well,
you'll be seeded, I think. And
yeah, and the
weird.
Big teams play.
Have
the
you noticed
teams?
As well? Yeah. You know, in the matches at the moment, all the big teams are facing lower teams and vice versa. Like, have you noticed that? It's quite evenly split across
it's
the
It's because most
thingy.
Have just stormed their group, haven't yeah. they? The best teams have just stormed yeah. their group. Yeah. And you look at the Champions League, actually, and they say it is the best competition in the world. I'd argue it's actually better pound for pound than the World Cup in terms of quality, but there's some shit teams.
That's undeniable. The World Cup's
yeah,
not that
there's
good.
There's some shit teams in the Champions League, isn't there?
Like, yeah.
Copenhagen.
Yeah, just based off where they are
they
geographically.
Are rubbish,
to,
aren't they?
Yeah.
It's good to have them, though.
No, yeah, no, but some of the teams who come bottom of their groups.
You don't appreciate the big ties until you.
Some of those teams who come bottom of their groups in the Champions League
they
are fucking
shit.
Rubbish,
yeah.
aren't
it's
they?
It's just fun having those shitters, though, because if they cause an upset against Man United half the time, it's class.
Yeah. They are shit there if they go bottom of the league.
Bottom of the group in the Champions League.
A lot of the teams
really
that finish bottom are tragic.
They're so tragic.
He started to agree
with it. Silly
Victoria Pilsen, man. No, Newcastle.
Yeah, Newcastle United, pal.
Speaking of idiots. Where's the record?
Speaking of idiots.
Lewis, we've got a new game, which we haven't done on a podcast, but we have done on a live stream before.
10 minutes away, by the way.
So this game's called Imposter. Imposter. And what that means is Lewis is going to each send us all a player, barring one person who will be sent Imposter.
Correct.
And we all have to name one word to describe that player, not including the team they play for, country, something about that player.
Yep.
And the person who's imposter doesn't know the player, but they have to try and figure out who it is.
Yeah.
You'll get it as we play along.
I've sent the names. So, yeah, three rounds, three words. And if the imposter gets found out, but he guesses who the player is anyways, that means he still wins. So you want to be a bit sneaky with it.
Yeah.
Theo, start with you.
Skillful. Why would you send me first? Why did you send me first? Why did you put me first? Are you guys trying to set me up?
It's harsh,
like,
mate.
Are you all right? Obviously, why would you do that? Is it done?
You've got to be more generic next time, pal.
You went so specific.
Why would you do that?
You went so specific.
We've got to do another round.
The first imposter game we play on the podcast, you set the imposter first.
All right, well, we'll carry on. We'll carry on and Tom and I will say words. And if he gets it, if he works it out.
I still got
to
guess the player.
Exactly, yeah.
You're an idiot, man.
What? You need to be more specific.
When you hear this player, you're going to crease.
Big.
Gold.
Gold?
Yes.
Silver.
It's not a word association game. Stiff.
Bold.
Tall.
I was going to say idiot, but it's kind of offensive, isn't it? But I'll go idiot. Big stiff idiot.
Oh,
that was the setup.
Pundit?
Right. Theo?
He is, eh? That's what you class him as, I suppose.
Yeah.
Are you there? Why don't you just vote for who you think the imposter
I
might be?
I don't think we need to vote at this point.
Okay, Theo, you have been voted as the imposter.
Yeah, I'm the imposter.
But you can save yourself. Who is the player?
quite an easy one to guess this with the most generic, vague words on the planet. Mate, if you get this fair fucking play, man.
Who's a bold pundit?
This was a big stiff idiot.
Like, who's that? I don't know.
Exactly.
You're going to have to guess.
Come on. Gold.
Alan Shearer.
Always.
You are incorrect.
Unlucky. Great attempt there, pal.
It was Carlton Cole.
Carlton Cole.
Skillful.
you couldn't get more unlucky with the first one there.
That was horseshit, man. That was bollocks.
Right, that was a nice practice round. Names are sent out for the next round. Reeve, you can go next.
Penalty.
Merchant.
both footed.
That's two words.
No, I mean, you hyphenated it. I'm
related.
Okay.
Bold.
I know that's two words.
Mike Dean.
Nike.
Hammer.
That's brave. That's brave. Volley.
Pizza.
Okay, I know who the imposter is. It's Tom.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, me.
I also knew it before we'd even start because you said him to go first, so it's not him. I've just been.
No, we go around.
It's Tom. Tom, you are.
But you've got to go again, though. You've not done your third word.
Yeah,
it started with me, and you haven't said anything. You said pizza, and you went, well, it's Tom.
Alphabet.
Oh, nice. I see what you've done there. It's Tom.
It's Tom.
It's not.
It is. It's imposter, please reveal yourself.
Oh. This is the worst. This is the worst form of this game we've ever.
I thought it was DiCanio.
No, not Zamora.
Bobby Zamora. Penalty because he's one of the only two people in
Hang
the
on,
Prem.
That would have worked though because the song "It's Amore," Peter. That could have worked. It's Amore.
Trust me, guys. This is better on a live stream. Anyway, if you've enjoyed this episode,
do one more.
Okay.
All right.
I wonder who the imposter is going to be next time.
We're going around, by the way, from the thingy. So Tom's first now.
Yeah, okay. He was going around.
Deutsch.
What?
Deutsch.
What does that mean?
Actually, no. I'll go maple.
What? What
just,
are you saying?
Yeah, just ignore me. Maple.
Okay. Really polite. Oh, polite.
Two words, yeah.
Thank polite, you. Polite.
Jesus.
Oh, oh, I can't say that's two words.
Hyphenated.
Underappreciated.
Hyphenated.
Yeah, hyphenated.
Curly.
Solid.
Munchen.
Free kick.
Red.
Defensive.
Hello, mate.
Fair enough, yeah, fucking hell.
I'll come down to you.
Can you just wait 5 seconds?
You could have waited.
Sorry?
Sorry? We
could have waited 10 seconds, like.
Sorry. Carry on.
Go back to where we were.
Yeah, we.
Yeah, I said defensive, and you went, hello, mate.
Did I go first?
You went first.
Oh, so that's three, isn't it?
Yeah, we've all been.
It's Theo.
I think it's Theo.
It's Reeve.
It's 100%.
I think it's
mate,
definitely
it's Reeve.
I'd put everything
you
on it.
You said
Theo.
Polite, red, what?
Polite, red, and solid.
Yeah, it's you.
It's you. You. It's red. It's Reeve.
It's Theo.
I literally said the club he played.
Well, imposter, reveal yourself.
Oh, it's me, guys. So he's a Canadian that plays for Bayern Munchen. Takes free kicks. It can't be. You would have said like rapid if it was Alphonso Davies. Alphonso Davies.
No, it's Owen Hargreaves.
Owen Hargreaves.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Right, guys. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you join our Super Six using the link in the description. PTCH23 to join up. And we'll see you next week. Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao, Bella.